This is ProBlogger.
Hi, this is Darren Rouse from ProBlogger, and welcome to episode 73 of the ProBlogger podcast. Today, we're continuing our series, which is all about doing things today that you've had on your someday list. It's really about getting those things that you dream about doing, or you know you really should be doing, into the things that you are doing, and particularly focusing upon things that are going to have long-term benefits for your blog and set you up for a great year of blogging next year. This is the seventh challenge of 10 in this series. If you want to go back and listen to the first one, it was at episode 66. We're also using the hashtag SomedayNotToday on Twitter. And you can find today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/73. Today's challenge is all about getting your social media strategy in order. So let's get on to today's show.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Today I want to challenge you to give your social media workflow and your system, if you have one, a good going over to prepare you for the new year. It's a good chance to do a bit of an audit at this time of year on different aspects of your business, and social media is one of those areas that I think it's really important to come back to from time to time because it does change quite a bit. Now, most of us already know that social media has a lot of really good things going for it, and it's an area that as bloggers we should be thinking about and leveraging in some way. Social media obviously has the power to drive a lot of traffic to your blog, to help you build community with your readers, and I think it's a really great secondary point of connection after your email list, which we've already talked about in a number of the challenges in this series. I think it's really important once you've got your email working and your strategy in place there with some of the things we've already talked about that you do turn your attention to social media because it can really support that email strategy and also, I guess, connects with a different type of reader as well who may not be interested in email. Whilst social media does have some real benefits, it also is one of those areas that we do run into challenges with as bloggers. Like I say, it does change from time to time. I know Facebook, for instance, is one of those areas that's just constantly evolving and changing. But the same is true in other social networks as well. This year, we've seen quite a few changes with Twitter. They've introduced polls and all kinds of new features there. And there are other emerging opportunities with new social networks as well. So change is one of those challenges that we often need to come up against as bloggers. It's also an area that it's very easy to get disillusioned with and to give up on. I know a number of bloggers that I've talked to, even in the last 3 or 4 days, have told me that they're thinking about giving up on Facebook because they're just not getting the cut through there. So many of us do get these sort of moments of disillusionment. It's also very easy to get stuck doing the same things in the same ways over and over and over again. Maybe it's because things have worked that way in the past and you're hoping that they'll continue to work, or maybe it's because you see everyone else doing things the same way and you think that you're just going to keep doing that. Maybe it's just that's the way it's always been done for you and it's just becomes a bit of a habit, I guess. But I think it's really important to, I guess, take a fresh look at things every now and again. There are opportunities, I think, to sort of break out of the norm and to, I guess, do some new things and cut some new ground and to lead the way as bloggers in our use of social media. It's also very easy to get overwhelmed and to feel quite distracted by social media as well. And I think it's important in that regard as well to ask yourself the question, you know, how effective am I with the use of my time around this particular area? Okay, so there's some of the challenges, I guess, that we face as bloggers, and I'm sure you can add your own to that list. But they're the things, I guess, I've struggled with over the years. And, you know, this time last year, I realized that my own approach to social media was in real need of change, particularly on my ProBlogger accounts. I realized that as I looked at my Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts particularly, that there was a real lack of anything dynamic there at all. They were quite boring to look at. There was no visuals, particularly on Twitter. I had a lot of automation going on my Twitter account. the new jobs from our job board and just new posts from the site, they were making up the bulk of the tweets that I were doing, and they had no visuals whatsoever. The only other time I was really using my social media accounts was to sell. And so my readers, my followers weren't getting a whole heap of value. The updating was quite sporadic. I wasn't effectively promoting evergreen content in my archives, and I wasn't highlighting my new content very well either. And so I knew I was leaving a lot on the table in terms of traffic. And I guess lastly, as I looked at my social media accounts, they weren't the most engaging accounts either. And look, there was a lot of reasons why my Twitter account and my Facebook page had become this way. It was partly because I'd been quite distracted with Digital Photography School, my main blog, and I'd been managing those social media accounts. And so I felt like I didn't have a whole heap of time, but I also didn't have a system or a routine in place to feed my my accounts. And I saw the time I was spending on ProBlogger Twitter account and Facebook account as almost wasted effort. I don't know if you've ever felt that way yourself, but you know, you spend 10 or 15 minutes crafting a tweet, getting a visual, and then you put it out there, and then 2 minutes later it's disappeared and no one ever looks at it again. And so I found myself thinking, you know, what's the point of putting that time into those social media accounts when the payoff wasn't really there? So I decided I needed to take a really good, long, hard look at my a strategy on those ProBlogger social media accounts. And this year, 2015, has been a year where I've completely changed my approach to social media. And I know many of you have noticed that because I get feedback about it all the time. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Now, I can't possibly share everything I've tried over the last 12 months, but I want to kind of try and give you three or four things that you could go away and do yourself that can't come out of my own learnings this year, particularly on the ProBlogger Twitter account and Facebook page. And I want to ask you to think about four questions that will hopefully give you a bit of a framework for doing an audit of your own social media, whether that be Twitter or Facebook or another network.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
So the first question I want to encourage you to ask is, where are my readers gathering and how are they responding to what I'm doing there and how are they responding to social media? So it's really about your reader. And for me, this is where it always comes back to. Whether I'm thinking about social media, whether I'm thinking about the content on my blog, I'm always trying to think about who is my reader and how are they responding to what I'm doing. So where are your readers gathering? What social networks are they gathering on? And this is the type of thing that you need to be gathering information on wherever you can. Anytime you chat with a reader, include this question. You know, what social networks are you using? So even when readers email me, I quite often will just ping them with a question like that at the end of my response to their email. It's also something we do surveys on and we ask on Facebook even, you know, what other social networks are you active on? We're trying to get that picture of where our readers are. And I guess what I would encourage you to do is to think about, you know, which one or two social networks are you going to put most of your time into. You might want to also ask where your competitors or other bloggers in your niche are focusing their attention. That's partly to work out what's working, but also you may actually see that none of them are engaging in a new social network. And I guess that's the other question I'd be asking. Are there new opportunities opening up, particularly with social networks like Periscope or Blab, Facebook Live, if you have access to that with a Facebook account that's a verified account. Live streaming is one of those areas where I find a lot of bloggers really aren't even aware that those networks are there. And maybe you could be one of the forefront sort of bloggers in that particular space if it relates to your particular niche. And I guess the last question around this is, you know, on Facebook or LinkedIn, you might find that your readers are there, but are they in groups? That's another opportunity for you. And I'm finding, particularly on Facebook, a lot of bloggers are having a lot of really good success with groups. And so that might be something that you might want to consider as well. So where are your readers and where are you going to focus your attention? A second question is, what type of content are your readers responding to? Whether that be on your own social media accounts or other people's that you see. Is the content that they're responding to video? Is it text? Is it live interactions? Is it links? Is it visual? Is it Twitter chats or other sort of those type of things on Facebook? Or is it quotes or something else? When I did this analysis on ProBlogger, I found that visual content was something that really my readers and followers responded very well to. On our Twitter account, any tweet that had a nice graphic or a nice image in it got retweeted, shared over four or five times as much as a non-visual piece of content. And the same was true on our Facebook page. So that was one thing that I just knew I needed to focus more attention upon. I also found that live content seemed to be having a bigger impact upon our readers. So, you know, any kind of live interaction, whether that be a Twitter account or, a Twitter chat, or whether that be a Periscope or a Blab or a webinar, they didn't tend to get shared a lot, but I noticed that my readers became incredibly engaged when they had those interactions with me. And I've seen this time and time again this year with Periscope in particular. Whilst Periscope doesn't get viewed by tens of thousands of people, the 100 or so people that are on those Periscopes, I find, become more loyal readers. They become advocates for the blog. And so that was one of the things I've noticed, and it's one of the reasons that I started to do more live interactions this year. I also found on my Twitter account that anytime I shared slides from a talk that I was giving, that they did really well. And that was partly because they were visual, but often because they also had some really good take-home information in them as well. And even though they didn't link into my content, they got really good engagement. So what type of content do you get good response from, and what type of content do you see others getting good response from in your niche? Once you've kind of done that analysis, ask yourself, you know, what type of content do you want to focus upon delivering from here on? And so I began with ProBlogger to, make those observations and then begin to come up with, you know, every day I want to share this type of content, and you can begin to make that list. You'll use that list in a moment as I ask this third question. So far we've talked about who are my readers and where are they gathering. Number two, what type of content are they responding to? And number three, ask yourself, what frequency and timings of sharing do you want to aim for on your social media accounts? Now, this is partly going to depend upon your time to be able to engage in your social media accounts, how many social media accounts you have, but it also needs to come out of who are your readers and how much content do they want, and also the medium itself. So on Facebook, you tend to not do as many updates, most people don't, but on Twitter you can get away with doing a little bit more. So ask yourself, you know, how often do I want to update content on the different social networks that I'm engaged in? Come up with a bit of a schedule of how much content you want to share and begin to slot into a day, a typical day, when you want to update. So create a calendar for yourself and actually work out, do the exercise of saying, well, I want to tweet at these 10 times during the day, or these 3 times, or these 50 times. It's up to you, really, as to the number. And then also for Facebook, you know, these are the key times that I want to update. Once you've got the number of posts and the slots that you want to be able to fill, what will you put into those slots? And this is where that little list of the types of content that you want to share will come into place. So you can begin to slot in, you know, I want to share evergreen content, so I'm going to do that at these certain times. I want to share quotes, or I want to share visual content, and you can begin to slot them in.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Now, I'll run through how I did this on ProBlogger because I think it might help you to kind of visualize what we did. So for ProBlogger's Facebook account, I worked out that I wanted to update ideally on our Facebook account 6 or 7 times per day. Now, we've worked up to that kind of level. When I first did this exercise, it was 3 times a day because I didn't want to overcommit. But at this point, we update 6 or 7 times per day. And we've decided as a team, and I do have a team helping me with this, which is great, but I started out doing this by myself, that I wanted to update at certain times of the day and at those times have different types of content. So at 9 p.m. Australian time, we post an evergreen piece of content from our archives. At ProBlogger, we've got thousands of archive posts, and a lot of them are evergreen. They're as useful today as they were when they were written. And so at 9 p.m., we typically share an evergreen post from our archives. At midnight Australian time, this is just when the America's waking up, we post our new post for the day, if there is a new post for the day. At 3 a.m., we either publish a link to our new podcast, if we've got a new podcast, or an archived post, an evergreen piece of content. At 6 a.m., we publish or share a curated piece of content from someone else's site that we think will be useful for our readers. At 9 a.m., we post a post that was featured last week. So this is a newish piece of content, but we want to give it a second go. And it's at 9 a.m. We know that last time we shared that piece of content, it would have been at midnight the previous week. So it's a different time of day to get a different audience. At midday, we publish usually a discussion question. And then at 3 p.m., we publish a post from last month. So again, this is the third time this piece of content has been shared over a month. But again, it's a different time of day. So it's hopefully getting a different piece, different type of audience. So that's the schedule that we have. You can see there that we've got 7 slots for the day, but different type of content going up throughout the day. You can see there that newer content is getting shared more often, but once it gets to that point where it's been shared the 3 times, you know, today, the week later, and then a month later, it goes into our evergreen category. And so then we'll only be shared, you know, maybe once or twice a year at that. On Twitter, we do a similar type of thing, but it's more frequent posting. And I'll show you a video later when I talk about Edgar, which is the tool that we use mainly for Twitter. And you'll see there the actual schedule that we have. We publish pretty much on the hour on Twitter. And different categories of posts, again, are featured throughout the day. It includes evergreen posts from our archives, evergreen podcast episodes, new content, quotes, slides that I've used in keynotes, curated content, discussion, polls, and promotion of our ebooks and our event. And so all of those type of things go up on our Twitter account as well. So the 3 questions, just to recap, that we've talked about so far are: where are your readers? What type of content are they responding to? And what frequency and timings of sharing do you want to aim for? One last thing to think about is, how can you build a system around what you've just designed? Hopefully by this stage you will have got sort of a calendar, maybe a weekly or a daily calendar of what you want to be aiming for your Twitter account or your Facebook page. The last question is, how are you actually going to make that happen? You might be feeling quite overwhelmed by that, and you might want to either, I guess, do one of 3 things to help you with that. I guess the first thing you could do is do it all yourself manually, but number 2 is you could be outsourcing. I don't typically outsource a whole heap, although I do have a team that works with me. Stacey, who edits ProBlogger, does help to schedule some of the social media updates for the ProBlogger Twitter and Facebook accounts. But I also do a lot of it myself. And so outsourcing isn't a big thing that I do, because I want to retain, I guess, the voice, and I want to contain control of the Twitter accounts, and the interactions that people have on those accounts are with me. And I want them to feel confident that they are with me. But I do use some tools, and this is the second area that you can focus upon to help you with managing that schedule that you've developed.
This is ProBlogger.
So what tools could you use, and what automation could you use? Now, I've talked about some of these in the past, and obviously Edgar is a sponsor of this podcast series, and I've talked about them a number of times during this series. But I use Edgar mainly for our Twitter account and for anything that's evergreen in nature. So we're using Edgar to schedule quotes, to schedule my slides, my ProBlogger keynote slides, to schedule evergreen content for podcasts and the blog as well. But I don't use it so much for anything that's maybe it has a shorter shelf life or anything that's timely or to highlight our new posts. For that, we use CoSchedule, which is an editorial calendar that has some really amazing tools really for scheduling your social media accounts. And so on our Facebook page, when a new post is published, we schedule that with CoSchedule, and that goes up, as I mentioned before, at midnight every day. CoSchedule schedules that new post, and then as we schedule that one, we also say we want this to appear in a week's time, and then we want it to appear in a month's time, and that's all managed via CoSchedule. It doesn't actually go into the Edgar system till a month after it's been published. We also use Slack as a team kind of communications tool, and that is really helpful for us if we've got someone asking a question on social media. One of my team will say, "Hey, Darren, there's a question there that you should be answering," and so we use that as a tool to, communicate internally. The last thing I want to talk about is that you really need to be with social media, also looking out for those new opportunities that do come your way. And one of the big opportunities that has come in the last 6 or so months, particularly for bloggers, is live streaming. And you've heard me and seen me, hopefully, on Periscope over the last 6 or so months. And also the other tool was Blab, which I had a podcast episode on a few months ago as well. I've really, I guess, focused more of my attention on Periscope than Blab over the last 3 or so months. And what I've, started to do is, because I've got this other system in place now, that what I've just described to you for the ProBlogger Twitter account and Facebook page, I've been able to, I've had some of my time, I guess, freed up to be able to experiment with something new. And I've decided to put that time into Periscope. And it's enabled me to start experimenting. But really, the process that I've just described to you, I do have used with Periscope as well. And so I've been really experimenting a lot with different types of content on Periscope. And I'm asking myself the question, you know, what are my readers responding to well or not so well on Periscope? And then I started to work out a frequency. So how often do I want to be on Periscope? And I've decided that I want to be on there every morning, every weekday morning. Sometimes not quite in the morning, sometimes it goes into the afternoon, but once a day on weekdays. And then I've started to develop, you know, a system, I guess, for that. What tools can I use? And so I guess I've got some hardware. I've got my iPhone and I've got a little Gorilla tripod. But then there's the software tools as well. And so I use a tool called Fullscope, which helps me to monitor the stats. I'll have links to these in the show notes. And then another tool called CatchMe, which enables me to make my Periscopes live on longer than the 24 hours that Periscope keeps them online. They catch the replays and help me to be able to embed and repurpose the content from Periscope into blog posts or into other pieces of content that I might want to use. So again, the same questions that I've asked you to ponder above or already in this podcast, I'm using in this new network as well. You know, where are my readers? I actually have worked out that a segment of my readers are on Periscope. What type of content are they responding to? And for me, it's been teaching content, similar to the podcast actually, but sometimes a little bit more visual. Podcasts, it's difficult to help people get a visual, and so on Periscope that's been good. What frequency or timing am I aiming for, and then what tools can I use to help me with that? And then I guess out of that's come this workflow. And so now when I do a Periscope, I go and get the replay from CatchMe. I put it into a blog post and I put some show notes. So I put some extra content around that, and then that appears on the blog. And so I've developed this system for not only doing the update and creating that initial piece of content, but also thinking about how to repurpose it.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
What I've described to you today may sound a little overwhelming. I acknowledge that. And I guess I don't want to come across as having the perfect social media strategy. I know I've got still a lot of work to do. This is a work in progress for us. And it's taken me a whole year to get ProBlogger's social media accounts up to the point that they're currently at. it started off slower. And I don't want to pretend that I just suddenly had tweets every hour and 7 Facebook updates per day. When I started this process back in January of this year, I think I was using Edgar for 3 or 4 tweets per day. And I was using this new system, I guess, for Facebook just with 2 posts per day. So you can start slow and then begin to add in extra pieces. There's so much upside to giving your social media accounts a bit of an audit. We've noticed on ProBlogger, larger reach, more traffic, higher engagement, but it's also had an impact upon the brand. And this is one of the things I kind of notice is that when I go to a conference now, people come up to me and say, hey, I've noticed something's different about ProBlogger. It seems more professional and it seems like you are doing more stuff. And it's interesting that a lot of the content on ProBlogger hasn't changed a whole heap, but it's the social media. It's what people are seeing, and social media is what people often see of you. And it has a massive impact upon your brand. Even if you change nothing else and you just re-energize your social media, it can have a massive impact upon your blog. I would love to hear what you decide to do out of this episode. You may not want to do it all. You may just want to focus on one particular network or one particular thing. You may be using one new tool, but I'd love to hear what you do. And you can do that either in the comments of today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/73, or you can tweet me at ProBlogger and use the hashtag today, not someday, so others who listen to the podcast can see what you are working on. Today, it's moving off your someday list, and that really will inspire the rest of us. I have some links for you today, some further reading. I've got a video of how I use Edgar, and you'll be able to see that whole workflow that we've developed there. You will also see some information on Edgar, who is a sponsor of this podcast, and you can find a special offer that they've put together for you at meetedgar.com/ProBlogger, where they've actually set up a free month trial of that tool if it's so you can work out whether it's right for you. Love to chat with you online further about what you're doing. And I look forward to chatting with you in episode 74, the 8th part of this particular series of the ProBlogger podcast.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.